This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. We wish you a warm welcome to the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We are often told that with enough courage and fortitude, we can do anything we put our minds to doing. But is that really true? In today's message, we will learn how acknowledging our reliance in God can actually help us accomplish great things.
There are some important things in life that you just can't do yourself. I invite you to stay with us and find out what they are. We begin in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's pray. Almighty God, we come into your presence at this time to hear your holy word and to be fed with your eternal truths. By the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, open our hearts and minds to receive what you have for us in your word today. And help us to put it to work in our lives. For we know that your word is truth, and the truth sets us free. In Christ's name we ask this. Amen. For the past 2 weeks, we've been looking at some "you are" statements by Jesus that we find in the Gospels. This is the last one I could find for us to look at. John 15, beginning at verse 1. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word as I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered and thrown into the fire and burned. I have a number of friends who are real do-it-yourselfers. I consider them absolutely amazing people. They can build houses, remodel rooms, fix their own cars, repair computers, grow lawns and gardens that are absolutely beautiful. And I have none of that in me. Hard as I may try, I just can't do any of that. I'm not gifted that way. And I have to admit, at times I'm a little envious. For instance, I brought home a grill not too long ago that required some assembly. And they told me at the store they could put it together for $25, but I'd be wasting my money. I could do it in an hour on my own time. So I brought it home, and what was supposed to take me an hour took me all day. And it still doesn't look quite right. Some of the bolts were not fitting in the way they needed to. I just don't have that touch. I would venture to say that many of us look up to those do-it-yourselfers, and we even aspire to become one, for financial reasons perhaps, or just the pride of being able to take care of something myself. Unfortunately, some people take their do-it-yourself attitude into their relationship with God. They try to become do-it-yourselfers in their spiritual life. And that can be pretty dangerous. As we learn in our passage today, Jesus tells us as his followers, there are some things you cannot do yourself. In fact, he basically tells his disciples, you're helpless and dependent when it comes to spiritual matters. It was on the night that Jesus was betrayed by Judas, and He had just had the time with the disciples in the upper room, celebrating the Lord's Supper and instructing them. He was now going off to the Garden of Gethsemane with the disciples. And he's with those 11 disciples. Judas has already left. And perhaps they were walking past a vineyard on their way to the Garden of Gethsemane, or maybe he saw some dead branches alongside the street. Who knows? All we know is that Jesus launched into this poetic metaphor that he wanted them to hear and understand and build their lives upon. Hear these words of Jesus. "I am the true vine," he said. And then he goes on to say a couple statements later, "Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he it is that bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing." Apart from me, Jesus says, you can do nothing. What's he talking about there? Well, the immediate context is he's been talking about bearing fruit. Apart from me, Jesus says, you as my disciple cannot bear fruit, spiritual fruit. Jesus is talking on a spiritual level as he uses this vine and branches image to describe our utter dependence on him. When Jesus says, apart from me, you can do nothing, he is actually giving us a serious look at our fallen human nature, reminding us that on our own, we are spiritually helpless, that there can be no spiritual accomplishments apart from Christ. We know, at least I certainly hope you know, for instance, that first of all, we're helpless when it comes to our salvation. Many people don't realize that, but we cannot make ourselves right with God on our own. We fall short. We're sinful creatures, and we need a Savior. The good news is that God in his grace and mercy provided Jesus to die for our sins at the cross and pay the penalty. We're spiritually helpless that way, saving ourselves. We can't. But here in this passage, we also hear from Jesus that those who have said yes to him, who are his disciples, we are absolutely dependent on Jesus for our spiritual growth and productivity. You see, spiritual growth and productivity are not something that you can do yourself. You can't change yourself. You can't lead other people to Jesus yourself. You need him. It can only happen when you stay connected to Christ. Like a branch cannot grow grapes if it isn't connected to a life-giving vine, Jesus says, neither can we as his disciples bear spiritual fruit in our lives. Apart from Christ, the vital connection is broken that gives life. It's like unplugging a lamp from the wall socket. The source of power is now denied. There's no light going to come on. We need to ask, I suppose, what is this fruit then that Jesus is talking about, this spiritual fruit? And there are a couple possibilities that come to mind. The Apostle Paul, for instance, in Galatians chapter 5, talks about fruit, the fruit of the Spirit that God wants to have happen in the lives of Jesus followers. He says the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. All of these are wonderful, beautiful qualities to have at work in our personal character. Wouldn't you like to see those things in your relationships, for instance, with your marriage, or as you're raising your children, or with those that work with you, that they would describe you that way? By the way, someone once reminded me that these characteristics really describe the character of Jesus himself. And God wants us to have these kinds of things working in our lives that we might bear fruit like that. And you cannot produce them yourself. You cannot change yourself. Only by staying connected to Jesus Christ do these things come about. Well, the second idea could be that fruit is also a term used for describing our mission. Winning people to Jesus is talked of as being the fruit of our ministry, leading people to Christ. Well, either way, Jesus says if any of this is going to happen, we have to stay connected to Him. In this passage, He's saying to those disciples and to you and me, you need me. You're dependent on me if you're going to bear fruit. So in light of that, then Jesus talks to us with imperative commands. He says, abide in me. Abide in me. That's a relationship term. Another way of putting it in other versions of scriptures, remain in me. Stay with me. Stay connected to me. Be dependent upon me. It's a vital connection that every individual needs. I am the vine, you're the branches, Jesus says. And you know branches can't bear fruit if they're unattached from the vine. If anyone doesn't remain in me, he's going to be like a branch that's thrown away, dries up, and is eventually burned in a fire. Jesus says, you got to abide in me. How does a person abide in Christ? I'm glad you asked. You abide in Christ when you're abiding in His Word. Jesus talks about continuing in my Word. Then you're my disciples and you know the truth. And the truth sets you free. I'm not talking just about reading the Bible. We're talking about getting to know the Bible. Learning it. Boy, studying those Gospels of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John especially. And then applying those truths from Jesus into my life. In other words, obeying Christ's words of life. He really does know what makes a life work best. To abide in Jesus means to also abide in His community, the church. Perhaps it's also for you a small group of Christians. We need each other. The Holy Spirit works through the community of faith as we live out our faith with one another, leaning on each other, encouraging each other, exhorting each other, taking care of one another, and yes, most importantly of all, loving one another as Christ has loved us. Why do you suppose Jesus places such an emphasis upon abiding in Him anyway? It's because Jesus knows His disciples. He knows how prone we are to wander and get lost along the way and get away from Him. He knows the world in which we live, which teaches us a philosophy of rugged individualism, pull yourself up by your own bootstraps mentality, or if it's to be, it's up to me mentality. He knows that hard times are also going to hit us along the way. Sometimes a tragedy hits individuals and they get upset with God and they walk away. They need Christ. They don't need isolation from Him. They need Christ. He knows that life is busy and filled with distractions that get in the way of paying attention to Him. And so we get inattentive and off on rabbit trails in life and away from His life that He wants to give us. And He knows there are other vines out there, voices that claim to be the so-called truth that we sometimes are prone to buy into and start nibbling at those things like lost sheep and soon find ourselves lost. And also, He knows that there is one out there, our enemy, the devil, who wants to destroy us and our relationship with the Lord. So He says, abide in me. You need me. You need me. You know, great things, He promises us, can really happen in your life. You'll bear a lot of fruit when you abide in Christ. Let me give you, for instance, one of the blessings I've had at staying in one congregation for 28 years, like I have at Shepherd, is I've gotten the privilege of seeing a lot of kids that I baptized grow in their faith. One of them that comes to mind is a young lady named Alyssa. She was brought to the baptismal font as a baby back in the 90s and adopted into God's family, grafted onto the vine. Mom and Dad took those baptismal vows seriously as the covenant was established, and they raised Alyssa in the faith as they brought her up at their home, prayed over her, prayed with her when she got old enough, taught her to pray, read the Bible stories to her in that beginner's Bible that we gave the kids early on at age 2 or 3 at our church. Parents read them. They brought her to Sunday school, of course, and they got her involved in all sorts of things along the way within the church family. I watched her as she was said yes to Jesus during her confirmation day. I also know that she took some training to share her faith. She had a heart to bring friends to Christ. She was in youth groups, mission trips. She stayed attached to the vine of Jesus Christ. And she today is a beautiful, effective young Christian woman who has been useful in the hands of God and just radiates the love of Christ in her life to those around her. When she was younger than she is now, I suppose about 6th grade perhaps, her mom gave me something that she wrote, a kind of a testimony that she wanted to share with her friends who she wanted to introduce to Jesus. It touched my heart and I saved it. Here's Alyssa's words. She says, "I have a best friend and his name is Jesus. Do you know him? If you don't, these paragraphs that I'm writing will tell you about him, and I hope you'll want to be his friend too. I think it would be a good idea if you accepted Jesus. Why? Well, here's some reasons. He'll never let you down. He's constantly there for you. He will continually answer your prayers, no matter if the answer is yes, no, or wait. His love is very unconditional, which means no matter what you do, he still loves you very, very much. He died on a cross for you and felt the pain so that you wouldn't have to die, so you could live eternally. He forgives and forgets about all your sins when you ask him for forgiveness. He's perfect, righteous. We're all sinful. God's punishment for sin is death. Do you know what sin is? Sin is anything that goes against God's word and keeps us apart from God. However, there is good news. God sent his only son, Jesus, who knew no sin, to die for our sins. So whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God is Jesus' Father, but there's a third person as well. His name is the Holy Spirit. He's God's helper. When you accept Jesus into your life, the Holy Spirit helps you. If you want to meet my best friend, then the first step is pray. And this is how you pray. You fold your hands, close your eyes, and bow your head, and say, Jesus, please, come into my heart. And he will. You can pray other times as well, at meals and any time of the day, and even if you pray in your head, he can hear you. The second step, then, is to read a fantastic book called the Bible. You should read the Bible as much as you can every day. Even if you read just 5 minutes a day, it's better than not reading at all. This young lady, Alyssa, is totally dependent upon Jesus Christ. Even at a young age, she wanted to bring friends to Jesus. And she's been bearing fruit to his glory over the years. I've been watching. She's leading people to Jesus. And she's totally devoted to Christ. She's off to college next year, and I can't wait to see what God has in store for her as she stays connected to the vine, Jesus Christ. Friends, there are some things in life you just cannot do yourself. You cannot save yourself in your relationship with God. You cannot change yourself. Just like me, just like Alyssa, you need a dependent relationship with Jesus Christ. We need Jesus. And Jesus is saying to us today, stay connected to me. I am the true vine that gives life. Stay connected. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we need you. We need you for salvation. We need you in order to grow strong in our faith. We need you every hour as we face the various ups and downs of life. We need your wisdom, your guidance, your power at work in us. Lord, reside in us and help us to stay connected to you, that we might be fruit-bearing branches that glorify our Heavenly Father. Amen. Now as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way, behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over, and within you to give you his peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
You have been worshiping with the radio and internet ministry of the Christian Crusaders. We pray today's message has offered you the encouragement you need to stay connected to Jesus Christ, your true vine. A memorial gift is a meaningful way to remember a loved one. Memorial gifts to Christian Crusaders can be given to commemorate a very special person on their birthday, anniversary, or other occasion. We thank those who have honored the memory of someone special with a gift to Christian Crusaders, allowing us to continue bringing the gospel message to thousands of listeners each week. Please redirect your gifts to Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. Or call our office to find out more at 1-888-693-2484. We encourage you to visit us on the internet, where you can find both a printed and audio copy of today's program, as well as copies of past week's programs. Our website address is christiancrusaders.org. Printed and CD copies of today's program are also available by writing our office at Christian Crusaders, P.O. Box 522, Cedar Falls, Iowa 50613. You can also call us at 1-888-MY-FAITH. That's 1-888-693-2484. In the Waterloo-Cedar Falls, Iowa area, simply dial 277-0924. We are happy you were able to worship with us today and pray that you'll join us again next Sunday on this station. Conducting our service was the Reverend Steve Kramer, Senior Pastor of Shepherd of the Valley Lutheran Church in Afton, Minnesota, and speaker on Christian Crusaders, now in its 79th year of broadcasting biblical truth.